So anyway, the war ended when I was in the hospital in Basingstoke in England. I decided to hitchhike my way back to France and Germany to try and retrieve some of my souvenirs and things that I collected in the war. And I didn't have any ticket to go back, so I just boldly went down to the nearest train, got on board. But remember, I had a 1st Division patch on, which commanded a lot of respect because we were fighting troops. And I had 3 wound stripes on my jacket, and I had many service stripes and so forth. So nobody ordered me around too much. And so I got onto the troop train, headed for the continent. And when the conductor came along and said, where's your ticket? I told him I'd lost it. And he was with the military policeman. Military policeman took one look at all my patches and wound stripes, didn't say a thing. They just walked on. And I got on the boat to France, went across the channel. It's a short trip. Got on another military train there. But before I did, an interesting thing happened. I was just boldly going on the trains and no tickets or anything. Remember, they're full of troops, but even as a soldier, you have tickets. They give you military tickets to travel around, but I had nothing. I had a weekend leave from a hospital in England. I was supposed to be gone for 2 days to go to London. And anyway, when I got off the boat in Calais, in France, I think it was a major in the Canadian headquarters staff came up to me. He saw my unit. Remember, the Royal Canadian Regiment was a very well-respected unit in our army. It was just very highly respected. And he came up to me and said, would you mind taking this package to Canadian military headquarters in Brussels? So he thought I was on some sort of official duty. So I said, sure, I'll take it. So he handed me a big, large brown envelope. Lord knows what was in it. I don't know. And so now I had something to be on the train for. So when I got on the train in France, and the conductor would come along with the military police, and I told them, oh, I'm a military courier. I'm headed for headquarters in Brussels, and show them the package. I didn't have a ticket still. So I worked my way to Brussels, and I thought, boy, I better get rid of this package, but I do want to deliver it, but I don't want to have to answer too many questions to what I'm doing here. So I went up to the military headquarters, and there was an MP on duty, or a couple of them, I suppose, on duty outside the building. So I just handed them the package, and I said, deliver this inside, please, and took off. Remember, I was an officer, and these were probably sergeants. So then I strolled off up the street out of sight, and that's how I got back to Europe. I still couldn't find my unit, and remember, even though the war had ended, it's not too productive to go around asking people, do you know where the Royal Canadian Regiment is located? That it was still secret information, and nobody would know, actually. But I finally found someone who knew. And I met a friend, finally, I found the unit, I got back to my unit eventually, and all my souvenirs were gone.
Where were they?
They were in Holland. They were in Holland. And right after I got wounded for the last time and flown out, the unit went on to capture pretty well a whole German division. The German division surrendered. But that was an interesting story in itself, in which we just sent a captain and a couple of MPs ahead on a jeep to German Army headquarters and told them that they were completely surrounded and we had 500 bombers ready to bomb them. Why shed further blood? They might as well give up. And lo and behold, if they didn't all give up, it was just a bold stroke, and it worked. Of course, remember, the German Army was collapsing all over the Western Front at that time. The war was really reaching its end, and did in fact end just a few days later. But in the meantime, my unit worked their way further on into Holland and actually liberated all of Holland. But anyway, now it's my job to get back to the hospital just outside of London. Remember, it's still no ticket. So I went to an officer's mess.
They didn't have any of your souvenirs or maps?
They didn't have any of my... Somebody had gone into my gear, and I guess they figured I wasn't going to be back again. They didn't know whether I was going to make it, I guess. The stories were bigger and bigger about when I went back, and they thought I was dead, you know. They'd heard that I'd been shot in the face, and the story gets bigger and bigger and bigger, and they all thought I was gone. But actually, I'd just been shot through the end of the nose, although I did have a hand grenade in hand. But when I did find a few things, such as my bedroll and so forth, but I had my maps were all gone that I was hoping to save especially, because those were waterproof maps that had all the locations in Italy marked, and I would be able to recall better where I'd been if I had those maps. Also, I had a Luger, a German Luger, and I had a P-38 pistol, German pistol. I had some souvenir weapons, and they were all gone. But there was we had a French-Canadian replacement officer in my unit that liked me, and he had come in late in the war, and I'd kind of been kind of hard on him, poked a little bit of fun on him, because he was a very unsoldierly type of fellow, and he looked like he should have been an accountant somewhere, not a soldier, but he was a very nice guy, and it looked like he was glad to get out of the war. But he had, when the German division surrendered, they had thrown all of their pistols into, they walked along literally with baskets, big baskets, two soldiers carrying it, and up these lines of German troops, and they threw their rifles, and or stacked their rifles in one pile, their helmets in another, and handguns in these baskets. And they collected just the mounds of these weapons. And he gave me two pistols that he picked up. One was a Mauser, and the other was a P-38. And I brought those back home, and later gave them to an in-law relative of mine who liked guns. I was sick and tired of guns by that time, and I gave them away later on.